proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series about the judgments of God by looking at the first recorded instance where God passed judgment. This can be found in Genesis chapter 3 in the Garden of Eden. The subjects of that judgment were threefold: Adam, Eve, and the devil, who took the form of a serpent. After God set Adam in the Garden of Eden, according to Genesis chapter 2, God told him, quote, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die," unquote. In other words, Adam and Eve could eat from any of the numerous trees in the Garden of Eden, but God put only one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, only one tree off limits to them. Eve transgressed against God by eating the fruit from that tree, as recorded in Genesis 3. The devil, working through the form of a serpent, the devil enticed her to disobey God. Note how the serpent's appeal to commit this sin resonated with Eve's fleshly nature. With her lust of the flesh, the tree was good for food. The lust of the eyes, the tree was pleasant to the eyes, and the pride of life, a tree to be desired to make one wise. Eve shared the forbidden fruit with Adam, who also ate it. God confronted Adam and Eve and the serpent in the Garden of Eden. When he did so, Adam blamed Eve for the transgression. Eve blamed the serpent. The serpent remained silent. At any rate, God passed judgment upon all three figures. First, God told the serpent, quote, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life," unquote. Snakes still depend upon crawling as a means of getting from one place to another. But then God directed his next remark past the animal serpent, but directly at the devil who had worked through the serpent. God said to him, quote, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel," unquote. This statement, with its reference to the seed of the woman, foreshadowed the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. He experienced death at the hands of the powers of darkness, headed by the devil. Yet, according to the author of Hebrews chapter 2, quote, "Through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil," unquote. Jesus Christ suffered on the cross, yet triumphed over death. Turning his attention to Eve, God rendered a twofold verdict on her. In the first part of his decree, he declared, quote, "I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children," unquote. Itzavon, the Hebrew word translated as sorrow, alluded to any labor which produced pain. Thus, God connected Eve's itzavon with the act of giving birth to children. Moreover, God put her in a position where her husband would rule over her. That does not mean that God intended all women to be subjected to all men, but for wives to submit to their own husbands. Finally, God judged Adam. He told his creation, quote, "Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life," unquote. Compared to the light duty that Adam had in tending the Garden of Eden, he would thenceforth have to gather his food by the sweat of his brow, hard labor, until the day he died. Thus, as Paul wrote in Romans 5, quote, "By one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.